Houston, where we're joined by a Marine captain. His hometown is Houston. He's a Longhorn fan, a Texan fan, and he loves international soccer. How about that?
Captain Wesley Ogden.
Yes.
Captain, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, fine, thanks, JT. How you doing?
Excellent. Thanks for joining us, sir. First off, tell us about your day today, how long you've been at Camp Leatherneck, and what's your job requirement today?
I've been at Camp Leatherneck about 5 months right now. It's going pretty smoothly. Weather's heating up, obviously, but it's not too bad day today. Started off the morning early, got some breakfast, came in, wrestled with some Excel spreadsheets, and then wandered on over here.
Excellent. I know you got a busy day in front of you. Thanks for the time. I see you're from Houston talking sports. You're a Longhorn fan. They had a down year. Were you surprised by that? Because Mac Brown has had this program playing at such a high level. Is this just a blip on the radar, or are you concerned moving forward?
It's hard to tell. I was a little surprised the wheels came off the bus last season. I was not expecting 5-7 going into it, especially with the way Gilbert performed in the title game during his debut, but I think this might be healthy for the program in the long run. It seems like whenever a program gets good, they lose a lot of their staff, and they kind of go through a rebuilding process. But Manny Diaz coming over and Mac Brown at the reins, I think they're in for at least a better season.
I also see you're a Texans fan. This NFL franchise, we were talking about them. They're one of the they're number nine of the top 10. I look at the numbers here. I got them right here in front of me. Let me grab them. Top 10 franchises when it comes to value in the world with Manchester United, Real Madrid. Do you like the direction of this NFL franchise? Do you think they're eventually going to get some playoff wins?
I do. I'm looking forward to it. I like what Kubiak's done, and obviously I'm a big Andre Johnson fan. Last season it just broke my heart because it just seemed like they couldn't catch a break. The games are always pretty close, but they just didn't have that hit factor, that luck going forward to get the wins when they needed to. But definitely, with Wade Phillips coming over and the way the team's headed, I think that if they can get things together on defense and the offense keeps doing what they're doing, they have a shot at the playoffs.
Marine Captain Wesley Ogden joins us live, Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan, on American Forces Radio, Fox Sports Radio on Military Night. I see you're an international soccer fan. Tell us about that, coming from Houston, how you follow the sport, and what do you think about the Women's World Cup team? Are you guys talking about it over there in Camp Leatherneck coming into the game on Sunday?
Yeah, we are talking about it. Everybody here is pretty excited. Any diversion from the day-to-day is pretty exciting. I'm a soccer fan, primarily just grew up playing the sport, and been following MLS as they've risen, done a good job managing their league, managing expectations, just kind of letting their fan base slowly grow. International soccer obviously been picking up within the last 15 years or so. Where the women are concerned, I'm obviously very excited about it just because, I'm an American, so I'm patriotic. I'm going to be pulling for the women's national team. But it's also interesting to see. I know I've been reading about some of this, and people have been talking about the effects of Title IX and pushing women's sports to the forefront in the United States and giving them a shot to compete on an international level. So we're pretty excited about that and looking forward to Sunday's match against Japan.
Outstanding. I mean, you are tremendously up to date with sports. Captain, tell us about your background as a Marine. What was your passion? When did you make that decision that this was your life, you wanted to be a Marine? Take us through that process.
I think I decided I want to be a Marine when I was 8 years old. I was visiting my grandfather in D.C., and we took a day trip down to visit the Naval Academy. It's just kind of a tourist thing to do. And, I went there, and I was just immediately impressed with the organization and just the military structure, and kind of decided that's what I wanted to do from an early age and never really grew out of it. Marines in particular, I was drawn to you just because of the passion and fierce loyalty that the organization demonstrates consistently. The dress blues didn't hurt either. I think it's the sharpest looking uniform in the inventory. But I enjoy it. Right now I'm a planner with the Marine Air Wing in Afghanistan. I'm a C-130 pilot by trade. But out here, I'm helping track, manage, and plan all the air assets in southwest Afghanistan. So it's pretty busy. There's a lot of stuff to move, but it's pretty rewarding.
It sounds very rewarding. Captain, please say hello to any member of your family. In particular, we'll make sure they get a copy of this interview when they get up in the morning.
Oh, appreciate it. I'd like to say hi to my mom, Mary, and my dad, Bill, down in Houston, Texas. Hope they're surviving the summer pretty well. And I'd also like to give a shout-out to my girlfriend, Catherine, who's also in the Navy. She's stationed on the ship in the Pacific right now, but she's holding things down out there. But yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Thanks for your service, and we'll talk to you down the road. I really enjoyed this conversation. We get a chance to talk to a lot of Marines over the last couple of years, and you're probably the most up-to-date sports fan when it comes to three or four different topics. So we really appreciate that, Captain.
I appreciate it too, JT. Thanks a lot.
All right, have a great day. Marine Captain.